RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Interstate Batteries offers a wide variety of batteries for your everyday needs. Stop into one of their thousands of retail locations and talk with a battery specialist about batteries for your truck, trail cameras, and even those weird batteries for your rangefinder. Interstate Batteries even offers cell phone repair in certain locations. For more information, visit interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Mic check, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson. And if you're listening to this and you're like me, you probably don't have all of your Christmas shopping done yet. And here it is, like the 23rd or the 22nd, 23rd of December. And you still have a lot of, gifts to get. You're not prepared. You're a man. Otherwise known as a man. I have most of my shopping done. My wife is taken care of. My boys are taken care of. I got to go get a couple things for my daughter yet from daddy. But I'll tell you this, man, I'm a procrastinator. And today on the Hunting Gear Podcast, we are going to talk about last minute gift ideas for Christmas. And what I mean, these are simple. These don't take a lot of thought. You can go probably to any Cabela's, any Scheels, any Bass Pro Shop, even places like Blaine's Farm and Fleet or any farm store might have these types of anything with a hunting section probably has these gifts. But very simple, very quick episode today. I'm looking forward to sharing these ideas, and these are all products that I've used and I really like, and so I'm going to share them with you. Some are biased because I work with these companies, but others are just products that I really like to use. But before we get into that, really quick episode, a really quick commercial, Code Blue Sense, right? CodeBlueSense.com. Go check out all of the products that these guys offer. I'm telling you, I'm going to talk about one of their products today. Dude, I don't want to use the term game changer, but the Rope-A-Dope system that they have with, matched with a really good trail camera. Oh, dude. Like, it is an inventory machine. All deer come and visit the Rope-A-Dope system, and I'm going to talk about that here in a second. So if you're looking to, if you're like a big scent elimination guy, and you want to talk about the sprays, the laundry detergents, the body washes, they have that. They have real and synthetic deer urine as well. So go check out CodeBlueSense.com, and at checkout use discount code NFC20 and take advantage of that discount code. So, all right, we're just going to get right into it today. The first product that I would recommend is the Razor Pro G-Saw Combo. It is on their website. It is $69.95. And this is a product from Outdoor Edge. It's a knife company. And what this little Razor Pro Combo all has in it, it's a little carrying case with a replaceable blade knife, basically a razor blade. You can pop it in and out. I use this on every gut job that I do. It comes with a gut hook. So in one of the knives, it is a replaceable blade knife. It comes with replaceable blades. It also has a gut hook that unzips deer like butter. I'm telling you, dude, these things are sharp, and they are, you know, honestly, you know, they are a replaceable blade, but I would feel really confident. As far as the East Coast guys who probably take their deer to another location to cape them out, they're not caping them out in the woods. For that type of deer hunter, you can get away with using that blade if you clean it and take care of it. You could probably use that blade on multiple gut jobs. Now, if you're a backcountry guy and you are going to be caping out and maybe deboning and putting the meat into a game bag and then hiking it out, you might use two blades. But I don't see, like, I've talked to guys who use two blades to debone an entire elk. And so that's how sharp these blades are, matched with the gut hook, I call it, where you can just cape. I mean, you just start there right down by the genitals and work your way all the way up the chest. It makes it makes the gutting process really easy. Along with that gut hook knife combo with the orange, really, really durable handle is the bone saw. And I'll say that I don't know how it would work on an elk, the bone saw part of it, depending on what kind of bone, like you're trying to cut through a pelvis, it might be pretty difficult. But on whitetails, this year I was able to gut break the pelvis. So when I gut a deer, I rip from the genitals all the way up to the chest cavity, the sternum, and then I gut from there. Now, if it's a doe, I will take that bone saw and I'll cut the sternum all the way up to the neck. That way I can open the rib cage for an easier gut job. But because I keep the cape on my bucks, I have to reach up in the cavity and pull out all the heart, the lungs, whatnot. But what I do with that bone saw is I will spread the legs and I will cut the pelvis up to the anal cavity. And then when I pull all of the guts out, I pull them down, that anal cavity is exposed because I cut through the pelvis, and then I can just use my fingers and rip the anal cavity right out of the there, and I don't have to use a this sounds bad, I don't have to use the old butt out tool, the butt plug, or I don't have to cut around the butthole like some guys do. I just cut the pelvis, pull it out, gut job done. And then obviously having that knife in the car or the truck or in your pack, I keep it in my pack at all times. It's just a good knife to keep if you need to cut a section of rope or whatever, right? And even on that bone saw, oh man, this year I forgot my tree trimming saw. And so I had to climb up into an Osage orange tree that had a whole bunch of just like pinky sized branches. So I got into my pack, grabbed the bone saw, and I was able to cut through that. So that's the first product that I want to talk about today. What is the next product?
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink, then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3 alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
That I want to talk about here. The next product. This is something that you guys have heard. If you follow the Nine Finger Chronicles podcast, you guys have heard me talk about this several times now. But the Rope-A-Dope system from Code Blue Sense, there's not much to it. It is a blue rope you hang in a tree in a mock scrape type of scenario. And then it comes with what they call licking branch gel, which is a pre-orbital scent type, pre-orbital gland scent. And it's very simple. Let me pull up the website here. It's like a weather-resistant cotton synthetic blend rope, withstands harsh conditions and soaks up rack rub. And that's the name of the pre-orbital gland scent that you rub on it. Now, it says here, it stimulates rub activity on licking branches by mimicking a buck's forehead and preorbital gland scent. All right. Here, you know, if that's what sells you, perfect. But what this is really good for, dude, I'll be honest, I was really skeptical. I'm skeptical about scents. I'm skeptical about how they're used. I'm skeptical about like sprays and things like that. But in order for me to find out, I had to use it. So I went in, I bought four of them this year. They're $20 a pop. And you can go buy them at Cabela's. You can buy them wherever they sell these scents, you know, sporting goods stores like that. Of course, you can get it online too. But if you're looking for a last minute gift idea, this would be a really good one. So here's why I really suggest this product. Number one, if you live in a state where you can't use mineral, you can't use bait, it becomes difficult for a person, like in Iowa, I can dump mineral and all the deer come to it. And I put a trail camera over it and I'm able to take inventory of all the deer that are on the property. Some states you can't do that. Now, some states you can't even use urines or scents. So make sure that you follow all your, you know, rules and regulations. But if you can use scents like this, it's a synthetic scent. If you can, then you hang it up in a tree, you rub the gel on it, the preorbital gland gel, and you put a trail camera in front of it. And I've done that. And so I had an extra trail camera. I had an extra Rope-A-Dope. I put it there. I think it was like August. Set it up. And when I say every deer, I mean every deer. Bucks, young and old, does, young and old, fawns. I had some trail camera pictures of a fawn's head just trying to sniff this thing. I've had gigantic bucks. Every buck on my farm has visited a Rope-A-Dope, this Rope-A-Dope. And so this is an excellent way for a person to get inventory. You put your trail camera on this Rope-A-Dope. Yes, I've had this question before. Yes, you are going to get pictures of wind. You are going to get pictures of deer, or you're going to get pictures of deer, but you're also going to get pictures of wind. The wind's going to blow the rope around. That's going to trigger the trail camera. So if you can, try to keep it in an area where the wind is minimal, right? This is also a place where, like, if you have a really good tree stand location, but it's in a, let's say it's in a pinch point where there's a lot of deer coming from all different directions, I would feel really confident setting this up within shooting range, obviously upwind of, so actually no, you would be downwind of it, right? So the deer will come into it between you and the mock scrape setup. I have a really strong feeling, and I'm going to be messing around with this in the next couple seasons, but putting a mock scrape in front of all of my tree stands and pulling deer in tighter to this pinch point within shooting range. And I feel that if I can do that, oh my God, dude, it's going to do, in my opinion, is make a pinch point smaller or make a travel corridor smaller, because they will come to investigate it and they'll come to see, hey, is there a new deer here? Do I know any of this scent? And it just becomes a standard place for them to come and visit throughout the year. And so I'm really looking forward to expanding. And so if you're looking for it, this is a stocking stuffer. It comes in a box the size of a softball. You can put in a stocking, and I'm telling you, whether you're thinking about buying this for someone or buying this for yourself, this might be my number one product choice for 2024. Like, or 2023 is like my favorite product. I really do feel it works really well. So go check out the Rope-A-Dope. It's codebluesense.com. I do have a discount code for that one. Let me see here. It's NFC20. That gets you 20% off. Dude, go do that. Okay, next product. Again, another product that I have talked about almost for 5 years now. And it is, I no longer use rubber boots. Everybody knows that. I use boot insulators, and the brand specifically that I use is Arctic Shield. I wear one pair of socks. I wear a pair of hiking boots, crispy boots, on all occasions, whether it is 50 or whether it's 40 degrees out and it's a little chilly, or it's negative 20 degrees out. When it's that cold, I put the boot warmers on and I don't need a big pair of heavy insulated boots. I can use my hiking boots. I just throw these on top. They are $54.99 on their website. I know for a fact they sell these at all of the local sporting goods stores. It's a very popular product, and it gives you the ability to have the mobility of a hiking boot, because in some of these scenarios, and I don't know how you guys hunt, it's not, if you have a ladder stand, it's not a big deal. If you have a ground blind, it's not necessarily a big deal. But if you're mobile, run and gun, if you're using a climber, if you're using climbing sticks, the boot width is very important, because it allows, I'll just say this, doing a mobile run and gun setup on with like a lone wolf sticks or any type of climbing stick, and wearing a big Alpha Burley Pro lacrosse boot can be uncomfortable. It can be, it's not dangerous, but it is awkward. With a smaller boot, you're more comfortable. You have more of your foot on the actual step. And so it's just more comfortable. So that's why I have switched to this method, which is a boot insulator. And I'm telling you, it keeps the wind off your feet. The wind creates cold. the coldness. If it is extreme cold, what I'll do is I'll take a couple hand warmers and I will put them in the actual boot warmer, and then there's zero problem at all. And so I am, what I would do is I would go to ArcticShieldOutdoor.com and take a look at these boot insulators. They got them in all black and they got them in, of course, Realtree. So go check those out. Next on the list is a really good pair of cold weather gloves. And I've been using these even outside of the, hunting scenario, but they are the Weyburn gloves from Huntworth. You can go to huntworthgear.com and find these. They are $42.99 for a pair, and they have what they call the heat boost technology on the inside. It's a soft fleece, and these things are not only windproof, but they are warm, dude. I use these, there was a couple days, not a lot this year, but there were a couple days where the temperature was below 20 in the mornings on my hunts, and I threw these on and they were money. They just felt good. Now, I'm the kind of person who doesn't like to use gloves, and when it is time to shoot a deer, I take my gloves off and I just bare hand my bow. But these gloves are worth it, man. I strongly suggest these gloves. And really, there's not too much to say about these gloves. I mean, they're a pair of gloves. They're very high quality. The thumb and the index finger, which is a problem for me on my right hand, but the thumb and the index finger have like a leather pad for cell phones, for smartphones, which you can touch them with the screen. You don't have to take your glove off. It also has on the palm, it has like some leather grip for the high friction areas and leather type material. And so definitely go check out the Weyburn glove from Huntworth. There's that.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel, because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
What else? That's 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the fifth one. And this is one that I have now been using, I want to say, for 5 years now. Before I went on my first mule deer hunt to South Dakota, backcountry hunt, you know, you're hiking in, then you're also going to hike to a new location from base camp. And so you need a good headlamp. And recently, well, not recently, 5 years ago, I bought a Black Diamond headlamp. These things are legit. They have a variety of different lighting. How do I put this? A variety of different lighting options to choose from, whether you can adjust it to as bright as you want. You can, you know, if you want to make the batteries last a little bit longer, you can, you know, adjust the lighting on it to be a little dimmer. It has like an extra little bonus lamp inside of it, or bulb inside of it, that makes it ultra bright. And then you can change colors on it. I think a blue, green, and red, and a blue, green, and red option as well. And I believe the one that I have is the Storm 450 headlamp, and it comes in a variety of colors, an adjustable elastic headband. There's a little, the front part, you can adjust it down or up. So I wear mine over top of my hunting hat, and then I adjust there's an adjustment where you can fold it down a little bit. And so, yeah, it's a high quality object. Now, if I will say this, that if you decide to use it for a backcountry hunt, bring extra batteries, because you will go through them faster than because of the brightness of this thing. If you run it on bright, the batteries will go down, you know, probably within a week of use. If, and especially if you're hiking a long way in the dark, let's say a backcountry hunt. If you're just walking from your truck to your tree stand, it's probably not going to it's going to last longer. But if you're the guy who has to walk, if maybe you're a public land hunter, or if you are a backcountry hunter and you're walking miles into the backcountry in the dark and then coming out in the dark, you're going to want an extra set of batteries. And I believe the batteries on this are, they're AAA. So they're the smaller batteries. I'm going to double check here real quick. I might have a different, these all look new. I should have brought this upstairs with me, but I believe it's the 450, and it's $60. No, it is 300, four. Where's it at? Oh, it is $60. Yeah, it's $59.95. And it comes in a variety, like I said, it comes in a variety of colors. It is a badass headlamp. And especially if you're a public land guy that has to walk in deep, or you're a backcountry guy that spends a lot of time walking in the dark to get to location before sunup, or you're not leaving until sundown, you need a really good headlamp. It's durable. The cool thing about this lamp that the cheapos from, you know, Walmart or wherever you buy a cheap headlamp, is this has what I call a pack lock or a pocket lock, which you hold two buttons down together. It locks the lamp, because I've had some times where, man, I was in the backcountry. I had one headlamp with me. And I put it in my pocket, and I lean on it when I spot. So I almost use it as a pillow. I lean against it, and then I glass. Well, when I was leaning against it, the button got pushed on one of my older headlamps, and it ran all day long. And at night, when I went to go pull it out, it was on, and I didn't know how long it had been on. And I had to use my cell phone to get back to camp that night. Luckily at camp, I had other batteries, as for backup. So there's that. That is one of the reasons why I went to one of these Black Diamond headlamps. So those are just four really quick gift ideas that I wanted to share with you guys today. Hopefully all of you have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'm going to try to get one more of these podcasts out. And I think what it's going to be is like a lot of us get gift cards for Christmas. And so I think that the next episode that I put out is what to do with your gift cards. And so hopefully you guys have a Merry Christmas. If you're traveling, be safe. Remember what Christmas is all about. In my opinion, it's all about family. It's not about the presents and the gifts. It is about the food. I will say it. I love indulging this time of year on some food that I very rarely get. So, man, Merry Christmas. A huge shout out to Code Blue Sense. Really appreciate their support here on the Hunting Gear Podcast. We'll talk to you next time. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.